he had written some great successes in the 1870s. So Daisy Miller was his first success in 1878, and The Portrait of a Lady came in 1881 and was considered very much a high point of his career. But after that, he was someone whose literary reputation grew just as much as his readership dwindled in a really curious way. So he is this figure of the increasingly alienated or isolated modernist writer, someone who is no longer in sync with society but is really outside it. And people began to mock his style, his ponderous syntax, his strange grammatical sentences, his really weird, elusive dialogue and so on, and became increasingly isolated. He had a truly traumatic experience in the 1890s when he thought, maybe I should become a dramatist, I can make money as a dramatist. He was always concerned about money and tried to persuade many theatres to put on his plays, one or two here and there for very short runs. He put all of his energy for over a year into his play Guy Domville, which was put on at the Haymarket Theatre in 1895. And the opening night was an absolute humiliation for Henry James. He was booed and was really mocked by the whole audience. And some people see that as his final turn away, really, from any sense of writing as a social act and much more as a sort of private interior act. And his writing does become much more tangled, obscure, difficult. Very wonderful, but also very difficult in that last phase. It's sometimes called the great late phase of Henry James. So it's a career which is curious. It goes from high Victorian realism in the 1870s through a period of transition in the 1880s. And by the late 1890s, he really is a modernist. He's one of the first modernist writers. He moves then from social portraits towards psychological interiors, really strange descriptions of mental states, which no Victorian would ever try and imagine was worth investigating. So it is a career, I suppose, of over 50 years, which moves us from the Victorian to the definitely modern age.